Tonight's Shir Simen Kuf Samech Seif Yud Gimel Yudald and Tezvav. Seif Yud Gimel. Sarech Sheyehei B'mayim Revius. When you wash the Tilis Yudayim, you have to have a Revius. V'hani Mili Le'echad. That's for one person. Aval Eshnayim Shebol Litol Ke'echad. If two people come to wash together, Ha'achron Ein Sarech. The second one doesn't need another Revius. You can use one Revius for two people. Even if it's one after the other. As long as the water is flowing in one steady flow, uninterrupted. Ketzad, how is this? Let's say you had a cup holding a revius of water. And one put out his hands. And a separate person is pouring the water. So a second fellow comes running up, and he puts out his hands right near the first person's hands, underneath. So the flow of water goes on the top person's hands and then from there to the one below. Both of their hands are pure. Even though by the time the water of the revius gets to the second person's hands, it's not a revius anymore, his hands are still tar. There's a concept called shiuri tara, that the water is coming from the remnant of tahara. It was used to matar someone's hands, and at the same time, it's going to matar a second person's hands. That's fine. The yesh matirin, some allow, afilu kishen noitlin zachazeh, even if they wash one after the other, holo b'shoa shehizchol echoli tol mehem hayabem revia, since when they started to pour on the first one's hands, it was revius. Gam l'sheni zeh oilim, so it works for the second one too. Bipnesha ba'um yishiyoi tahara, because it comes from the remnant of tahara. Valderech zeh, and in this fashion, noit l'michatzi lug l'shlosha ula arba'a. You would need double the revius. A half lug revius is revius a lug. You need double that for three or four people. Umi lug, and if you had a full lug, the company of several people, calls man speakim hamayim lishpo kolecha yadav shalosh pam. As long as there's enough water to pour on their hands three times, v'uadin shechom laniach arba v'chamish yedem zebet zadze. Or you could have four or five people who put their hands side by side, oze al gav ze, or one over the other, v'lito keachin, and pour on top of them at once. Olevat sheyarpa yedem beinyan sheyagiu hamayim lecholecha. As long as their hands aren't tight against each other, there's space between their hands so that the water could reach each one's hands. Let's stop, take a look back at Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Samech Vav. Shehim b'mayim revius. The basic halacha is you have to start with the revius of water, and we say revius is about 3 ounces, some say it's a little more than 3 ounces, maybe 4 ounces. You have to start with the revius. That is the basic takanas chachamim. When they institute netilas yadayim, you need a revius. And you pour it on the hands twice. The first time makes the hands pure. The second pour cleanses the water on the hands, as we'll explain later on. Now, if you remember, the Mechaber said three times. Yeah. That's referring to a case when your hands are actually dirty, when there's some grime on the hands, dirt on the hands. So the first pour is to get the stuff off the hands. The second is to get the tumma off the hand, and the third is to make the water tar. V'im shavach revius kula b'bas achas ashtey yadav. If the water was poured at one time, a full revius is poured at once on both hands, gam ken nitru yadav, his hands will be pure, afshlo shofach ela pamachas, even though it was only poured on once instead of twice. V'chamavor b'simakuf samach beis, this is klafer and simakuf samach beis. If you pour less than a revius at a time, you must pour twice. But if you pour a whole revius at once, you don't have to pour a second time because the water won't become tummy. V'koze b'malkam shein mayim mitzuyim. Now this is only the case when you really don't have water available. Al malkam shein mayim mitzuyim, but if you have water available, we always say it's good to pour with an abundance of water. Like we learned in Simen Kuf Nun Ches Sif Yud, that if you pour as much water as you can, and then you'll be zeichet to many brachas. Sifkan Samach Zayin. Le'echad. This is for one person, we need a revius. whether he pours in both hands simultaneously at the same time, like someone else will pour the water, whether he pours on the right hand first, the left hand second, it's still enough to have one revius to cover both hands. Mia, however, let's say he just wants to wash one hand. One hand was already clean. One hand is already tahor. You still need a revius for the other hand. Because the rules of Tisadayim require a revius. V'nira mishum jebekli tzerch revius la'olam. It would appear that even though he's only washing one hand, he needs a revius because the container has to hold a revius. The pachos ein shi'ur tahara. Less than that is not the amount for tahara. Ukta kamei b'sif yadad, as will be explained in sif yadad. Alayad achas ein tzerch lishbuch osakob. You don't have to pour the whole thing on one hand. Later in Simakos Nachbeis, I quote the Achronim, Shakasu that right, the Yesh Linhug Shalom Livchos Mishir Revius Maim Lekol Yad V'Yad. Ideally, you should always pour a Revius on each hand. The Vezel Yitzterach Lizaher B'ha B'Dvaram Hatzvichim Lizaher, because then you can avoid being careful with a number of things you will have to be careful with if you pour less than Revius at a time. Siv Katan Samaches, Shabo Litol Ke'achot. Two people who want to wash their hands together. That means up front, they had in mind to do this, to wash together. So even if the second one put out his hand and stretched it out, after the first began to pour on himself, the pouring will help for the second one. It's as if he poured on both of them together, and they won't become tummy one from the other. But if this was not the original intent, and a person is pouring on his own hands, and then the second guy quickly sticks his hand out, even before the flow is interrupted, it's still a steady pour. That's the equivalent of using someone's water that he already washed his hands with for himself. That won't work. We said before that won't work because it's either malacha was done with it or it's like shoifchim b'yama. He'd have to dry his hands and wash again. So it's an interesting thing. On the one hand, if one person washes his hands and the water is collected in a bowl, that water cannot be used by anyone else because it was done malacha with it and it's like shoifchim, it's wastewater. But if two people intend to wash at the same time, the water running from the first one's hands down to the second one, then no problem. It's ke'ilu, it's one person washing. If the two have in mind up front, they're washing together, then it doesn't take on the status of nasa b'malocha or shoifchin when it's pouring in the second person's hands. Sivkan samach tesa achma ein tzarech. And even though there isn't a full revius on the second one, it doesn't bother us. But we require that the water does go around his entire hand. The water has to reach his whole hand. You might not need the revius, but you need it around his whole hand. And in this case, when they have a mind to do it together, even one after the other, what's allowed me to say? Not only when they put out their hands together, one under the other. To mahani and atila shneiem, that pouring helps for both. Elafilim pashen hasheni yadav achakach. Even if the second one puts his hands out delayed, he waited a little bit to stick his hands out. Kishkar hischalit tzok alarishin. The pour already began on the first, and then he quickly sticks his hand in. Also lo natila, that also helps for the second one. Kiveshem etchila kivnu lozeli tayachas. Since they made up and had in mind that they will wash together, v'chanal like we said before. Sifkan ein aleph shlo yafsik hakiluach, provided that the flow of water was not interrupted. So we look at it as if the second one washed his hands from a complete revius. Since the water is the remnant of someone's washing that was tahar, we consider it, we're lenient and consider it as if the second one is also washing from a complete revius. The waters are all connected as it flows, and his water on his hands is connected to the water back on the first person. If the second one puts his hands close to the first one's hands, we look at it as one hand. But let's say the second one's hands are far from the first. Again, we look at it as if he's using wastewater or previously used water to wash his own hands, and it will not work. Some matter even one after the other. But so let me to say, each one is washing entirely alone. According to this, is talking about a case when they came to wash together. But the second one waited until the first one finished. But the second one shows up later. That will not help if it's less than revius. To use less than revius on the second one, because you're using shiori tahara, has to be one right after the other. Since it was revius when they began, it works for the second one too. Now, according to this view, the first one is pouring on his hands twice. Well, it's samsi bin tilaso, and he's very careful with how much he pours. So there's enough water left for the second one to wash too. Masha enkin l'deir rishona, as opposed to the first view. So sheyishbech harishon kol avias mayim ayodav. The first one pours the entire avias on his hands. Ubashas tachaki shlismach lahalkik deizu. In case of need, we could rely on the second view. To das habi poskim any poskim hold that way. Kamosha kasavnu b'ber halacha, like we write in the ber halacha. Sivka nayin hay. So if you follow this, the math over here, so you'll need a half log for three or four people. You can wash one after the other, many people, for the same reason that it's considered shiori tahara. A half log for three. It's a problem. Half log should be for four people. If a revius is for two, then a half log is for four. So what do you need for three? Vim Tomei says, Kakasha, ki in revius agli shnaim, if two people can be washed with one revius, and ken revius u mechzes agli shlosha, shouldn't it be a revius and a half for three people? Why do you bump it up to half a log? Yesh loma, the answer might be, shechoshu chacham, and the chacham are concerned. Ki in revius agli, once you have so many people, you have up to three people, they won't be careful to pour up until the wrist. Each one's very careful with how much water he uses that it should be left for the next person. They said don't use a revius umechza, one and a half revius, because they're afraid they just won't use enough water. And if b'diavad, one of them did wash with a half revius, yuchalito shneachon and revius anishar, the next two can use the full revius that remains. So the reason we want to have a full half log for three people is to make sure that each gets enough water. Sivkatan ayin zayin, shalosh pa'amim. Washing three times. Betur kasav shnei pa'amim. If you look in the tour, he says two times. Deikra netilim shem tahara hu shnei pa'amim. In order to make your hands pure, the netil is only twice. It's only if your hands have some filth on it that interferes and separates between your hand and the water, do you need to wash an additional time first to get rid of the dirt. We write later in Simen Kuf Sambeis. If the people line their hands up one next to the other, but they don't make each other tame by contact, the kulam kiad achas chashiv, it's considered one hand. As we say in Simen Kuf Sambeis, the dive is a gam can be revius ishnayim. Here also we say one revius is good for two people. Or bechatzi log shlosh v'abo, half a log for three or four. Or b'ofen hashvicha d'horech hashamish v'yotzik ma'am kolam. And basically, it's being poured by a shamish who is pouring on their hands. Or mistaber the day rishonim akelas gam can. There would make sense that the first we would allow this as well. Sifkan Ayintas, Oza Agavze, if not side by side, one over the other. We don't say that as soon as the water touches the first one's hands, it's Tamei, the Kulm Karach Chashivi, because we look at all their hands as one hand. Rechanalak would keep repeating. Sifkan Pei, Sheyarapu, Vachul. But they want to make sure their hands have space between each other. We don't want the hands pressing against each other because that could create its own chatzitza. See if you dalit. Tzarech shehe revias mechunas b'malkam echad. The revias of water should be collected in one spot. Shemnotel mishminis v'chaz v'notel mishminis yadav temes kishahayu. Because if one washes from an eighth half of revias and then get another half of revias, another shminis, his hands are tamei. You have to have the revias together in one cup. It's not good enough to take small little shot glasses of half revias and at a time at key point. That won't work. Mr. Bursif Khan Payal, Shemnotel mishminis v'chul. Let's say I take both shminios at one time and pour it together. Lo mahani, doesn't help. We specifically want the entire revius of water gathered at once, together in one container. See if there's vov. Revius sha'amru. When we talk about revius, bein the yodav shal gadol, bein the yodav shal katon. It makes no difference if we're pouring on the hands of a big man or the hands of a small man. If two people washed their hands, but only washed one hand each, and then, we're going to say this sheni means the first one. Then, the next one, which is going with the original person, washed his second hand. We treat it like three people. So if you had a half log in the container, the hands are tar. If not, then the second hand won't be tar. Because if it's less than a half log, you can't do more than two people. So just to understand the language of the Shulchan Aruch, you look at Be'er Aloch of Hudu the Mishnah Berurah, we're talking about two people, each one washed one hand. And now they're each going to wash their second hand. When the Shulchan Aruch says, and then the second one washes his second hand, he's referring to the original person. Why is it called the Sheni? Because there was someone in between who washed his other hand. So now the original person is a Sheni to him. So Reuven washed his right hand. Shimon washed his right hand. Now Reuven is going to wash his left hand. That will not work with Revius. Because since they're washing one hand at a time, then moving on to the next, it's as if you moved on to more people. And that's the language. The Sheni is really the Rishon. He's called Sheni because someone washed in between. The Be'er Aloch explains, he didn't wash his right and left hand one after the other. We look at him like a third person. And therefore one Revius will not help. Because if it's not that way, think for a second. Reuven washed his right hand. Shimon washed his right hand. If Shimon's going to wash his left hand right now, as far as Shimon's concerned, he's washing his right and left hand one after the other. There's nothing wrong with that. But Vadim Hanatila, the Tila works for him. Because one Revius is good enough for both hands. So therefore, when the Mechavis is Shane, he has to be referring back to the original person. So Reuven washed his right hand. Shimon washed his right hand. Now Reuven wants to wash his left hand. It's as if there are three people at that point. And you have to make sure there is half a look. Mishtabur Sivkan, pay base. Shal Katan. Revius makes no difference if the person is small, pair shall Adam Katan, a small man, or a large man. Sivkan, pay gilma. Achachaz Rasheni. After Reuven washed his right and Shimon washed his right, Reuven wants to go and wash his left hand. Arishon Kod is referring back to the original person. Kamash Pirash to Be'er Halacha, like I explained in Be'er Halacha. And it's also implied that we're in the bush. Sivkan Be'dal, Tari El Kososh B'nei Adam. We treat like three people. Tahad Demekilina B'Revius, Achaz Hashnei B'nei Adam. When are we lenient and say one Revius will work for two people? Hanadav Kishanotel HaRishon Shtei Yadav. That's only if the first one washes both his hands, Zo Achaz, Zo one after the other. V'chein Hashnei Achav, and the second one after him. Avakab, but in this case, Shtonotel Metchilu Akan Achaz. He only washed one hand. And then the second person washed one hand of his. That already is two people. So now when the original person comes to wash his second hand, we treat him like a third person. So Revius isn't going to do it, and now you have to double it up to half a log. If not, then the second hand is not tar. You get another Revius for that. So in this case, you would need two Revius of water. You need a half a log.